You are with the Alliance for the Great Lakes, which is one of the partners. I know Bell's Beer is a big fan of your organization, and you partnered up this year with the race. Tell us about that relationship.
Yeah, we're thrilled to be one of the charity partners of the race this year again. And as you mentioned, we've had a long relationship with Bell's Brewery, certainly an icon in the Great Lakes region. And Larry Bell and his family have been wonderful supporters of ours. So certainly lots of connections there between obviously sailing and sailors on the Great Lakes, but also, you know, beer, which we love so much in the Great Lakes region. So much of that is brewed using the water of the Great Lakes. So it's a really wonderful partnership, and we're thrilled to be part of the race again this year.
Yeah, and you guys, that's a very unique organization that you have there, and the focus is all about water.
Absolutely. You know, the Alliance for the Great Lakes works, our sole focus is on protecting all five Great Lakes. And we do that through advocacy, making sure the right laws are in place to protect the Great Lakes and fighting off the ones that would be harmful to the lakes. And we also do that through volunteerism. We involve tens of thousands of people around the region in volunteer projects to help the Great Lakes. So we try and tackle Great Lakes protection from all angles, and certainly all the people around the region are a huge part of that effort.
And what exactly do you do for the Great Lakes? I know you're an advocate, but what would your organization do on a daily basis?
Yeah, so we have a staff of about 25. We're based in Chicago, but we have staff and offices all around the region. And, you know, our staff do a variety of things. And we have a policy team that works closely with legislators in Washington, D.C., and in many of our state capitals, making sure that the right laws are in place to protect the Great Lakes and do things like keep invasive species out, prevent harmful algal blooms like we see in Western Lake Erie and Saginaw Bay, and make sure that the lakes are protected for all of us today and for future generations. And then we have a large number of our staff who work on volunteer programs. And so we run programs like our Adopt-A-Beach program that involves tens of thousands of people each year and cleaning up their local part of the Great Lakes shoreline. So we are working on policy, but we're also getting our hands dirty on Great Lakes beaches.
That sounds like a pretty good combination of two good things right there. We're talking right now with Jennifer Caddick. She's with the Alliance for the Great Lakes. Bell's Beer is a big supporter of them, part of their presentation here at the Port Huron-Macnell Yacht Race, because you can't have good beer without clean water, and you can't have a yacht race without clean water either.
That's for sure, yeah. And so, you know, I think sometimes we take the Great Lakes a little bit for granted when we live here because they're such a big part of our lives every day. You know, the Alliance for the Great Lakes is here to make sure that the lakes are safe and clean and healthy for us to enjoy right now, but also for all of our kids and grandkids as well.
Jennifer, there's this thing called a Enbridge Energy Line 5. I'm sure you're familiar with it. Could you kind of explain that and your organization's take on it?
Yeah, so there's a big pipeline that's underneath the lakes in the Straits of Mackinac. And the problem is the pipeline is really, really old, the short version, and it carries oil every day, a huge amount of oil under the lake, and it's vulnerable to potentially you know, breaking open, whether it hits something or it just fails because it's really old. And certainly that's an issue that the Alliance for the Great Lakes and a lot of our partners have been paying attention to and making sure that the government agencies and the company, Enbridge, are taking steps to make sure that we don't have some sort of spill from that pipeline. Which would be devastating to Lakes Michigan and Huron and, of course, all of the shoreline communities. So it's a serious issue that we're keeping a very close eye on.
Yeah, and we are no stranger to Line 5 because it ends right here in Sarnia, Ontario, right on the other side of the river from Port Huron. And that's obviously been an issue that we've been covering a lot here on WPHM. Yes, that is something that one of the main things that when we talk about clean water in the Great Lakes, that always seems to be brought up.
Absolutely. You know, and I think one of the interesting things about the campaign to fix that situation is that so many companies, including Bell's Brewery and Larry Bell, the owner of Bell's, have gotten involved and spoken out, because this is certainly a deep concern from an environmental perspective, but also that would have huge economic consequences if there were to be a major spill. And so what I think is really interesting is sort of the great partnerships that have grown up to work on this problem between the environmental community and, you know, shoreline communities, but also the business community as well. So we appreciate all those partnerships.
And you guys are, for lack of better terms, the middleman between some of those organizations and our policymakers and lawmakers. And we do appreciate you advocating for the health of, well, our favorite lake, which is Lake Huron, but all of the Great Lakes. And that's Jennifer Kadick from the Alliance of the Great for the Great Lakes. I'm sorry, the Alliance for the Great Lakes. Jennifer, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having us, and we wish all the sailors a wonderful weekend.